Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
Hey fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
3, 2, 1.
On this Red Table Talk, millions are struggling with anxiety, fear, and panic.
I can tell you this as a shrink. Never before has we as a mental health profession taken on something of this magnitude.
World-renowned psychologist Dr. Ramani.
We deal with more challenges in 24 hours today than what we were in our whole lifetime.
And motivational speaker Jay Shetty team up to help us cope with these challenging times.
How do you help people that, because of their anxiety, actually can't sleep?
Relationships will be challenged.
This is going to be a real interesting workout for a lot of couples.
And hard decisions will have to be made.
We have to become careful with whose pain and how much pain we can take on.
And in my codependency, you know I want to.
Exactly.
Help from two of the best experts on the planet.
We have both of you on speed dial. Thank goodness. That's all I can say. Obviously, the coronavirus pandemic is causing great fear and anxiety, even panic.
And a lot of panic.
Atlantic panic. You just did that exhibit where
totally
you had your album, The Anxiety, come out. You put yourself in a box dealing with eight stages of anxiety
exactly.
For 24 hours. It was really timely, even though you'd been planning this
for a while.
But the fact that this kind of isolation, this confinement that we're all coming up against, experiencing now, I walked right in when you shaved your head.
Yeah. I felt like I was just shedding a lot of history and a lot of emotional baggage. 6, 7 years of emotions, I let it all go.
I saw my baby girl just transform before my eyes, and I've seen that twice.
Yeah.
The first time you shaved your head when you were 12 years old, and then this time you came into a womanhood.
Totally.
So kudos to
you.
Thank you. So we've been talking a lot about our emotional feelings surrounding coronavirus. When all of this started to bubble up, and I just start to see all this fear happening, even within myself.
Definitely.
There were two people I wanted to invite back to the Red Table to give us some tools on how to just stay peaceful and calm. Clinical psychologist Dr. Ramani. She is full of much knowledge.
Exactly.
And Jay Shetty, he is here, who is a really great family friend. And You know, he's what I call our present day or modern time monk.
Hey!
Social distancing.
I know, you social know? Distancing.
I
want to
give you a hug.
I know.
I'm going to do this.
I know. First of all, you guys, I want to ask you, I'll start with you, how you're doing.
It's been something. My daughter goes to school overseas. I called my ex and I said, we got to get her home now.
Right.
And so she got very anxious. She thought, what if I get stuck in Europe? Because she had to fly back through Europe. And now she's on a 14-day self-quarantine, as all people returning from Europe need to be. And I have a bigger problem brewing because my mother has a degenerative spinal cord disease. And we found that out 3 weeks ago. She was supposed to have surgery in 2 weeks. So they're both elderly. They're on the other side of the country. I don't want to go there and expose them. You know, your days and nights then become occupied with, are my parents okay? Is my mom going to be okay? But then I'm also a therapist.
Right.
And my poor clients, a lot of them are struggling, and they're struggling a lot. It builds up, it brings up old anxieties. Mm-hmm. People who are living with anxiety, this is a multiplier.
Right.
I can tell you this as a shrink. Never before as we had the mental health profession taken on something of this magnitude. It's all hands on deck.
Yeah. Jay, what about you? I know you had to push your book back. Was it because of all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I'm just so grateful to you for doing this. It's so meaningful that you show up in this way. And, you know, the last episode was amazing. And so thank you for doing it, first of all.
And thank you for being both here.
I just want you to know it. It's amazing. But I think for me, it's always showing me what I can't control.
Right.
And shifting to what I can control.
Right.
And so my genuine go-to in these scenarios is, how can I be of service at this time?
Right.
And that usually helps me find my feet at these times, because then I feel like at least I know what that looks like.
I just want to ask you, because not only are you, you know, giving services to other people in a very stressful time, but you are dealing with your own stress as well.
Yeah, and I don't think people think about that.
No, they don't. Yeah. What are some of the tools that you're using to balance it all for yourself?
Having a routine. And that routine is saving me. Like, I get up and I'm very clear what I'm going to do first thing in the morning. Believe it or not, every closet in my house is so organized. I'm staying very close touch with folks, with my family, with my friends. That's helping. Getting a lot of rest.
Yeah.
I have to say, and I even say that to anyone out there who's taking care of people, supporting people. I'm really, like, tucking myself in and getting that rest. I love what I do. I feel like it's a privilege.
Right.
And I think at this time when I can actually do that, really focus on meaning and purpose. Like, this is what you signed up for, Ramani.
Right.
And that this is it. And so I have to say that for me, a lot of it is sort of spiritually grounding and saying, this is what this is about. And then you just sort of fight the good fight. But I do go to bed by 9 o'clock.
Literally me. So Jay, what are some of the stresses that you're seeing from people right now?
I think one of the big ones is people just don't know if they have it or they don't have it or how they're going to get it. And the other one that I'm seeing in a big way is just like uncertainty around people's futures. Like, how long is this going to last? Like, is this going to be like a month or 3 months? Like, I had weddings planned. I had holidays planned. I had vacations planned.
Surgeries planned.
Like, all this planning that we all do, and that's feeling affected. And then you're just seeing people with the anxiety of like, how's this going to affect my family, my parents or young children?
How do you help people that, because of their anxiety and all the things that are going on in their heads, that actually can't sleep?
That's a fantastic question, because that's exactly what is happening. People are waking up, literally waking up in the middle of the night and having panic attacks.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not just about the virus. It's about jobs and money and future and family. People are thinking catastrophically.
Right.
A lot of it is routine, especially bedtime routine, helping them understand what they can control and doing a lot of acceptance work around the stuff they can't. But I have to say, this is why all of us as therapists are doing a lot of remote work with our clients, because for some of them, it's like a good night text. I'll do it and say, it's okay. Like, it's going to be okay.
Just they need that reassurance. Yep. Yeah. Someone cares.
And also helping them not feel crazy.
Right.
And so it's okay, and to really normalize that any reaction at this point is okay.
Right.
Don't judge your reaction. Right now, a lot of people are interacting with the world from the fear part of their brain.
Yes.
Okay, so that part of the brain has a name. It's called the amygdala, which is a word for almond. It's literally shaped like an almond.
Right.
And that part of the brain is all fear, all the time. It's like the scary network in your brain, okay? Always playing horror films. And so when your amygdala is on, all you do is see everything as a threat. The smallest thing feels like a catastrophe. The problem is right now for a lot of people, their amygdala is driving the car, and what should be driving the car is a part of the brain we call the prefrontal cortex. That's right here. And that part of the brain
is bigger than the amygdala.
It's bigger, but honestly, the amygdala is a scrappy little fighter because it'll just take it down.
Like, I don't care how big
you know, I don't care how big you are. I'm running the show. And that's, in fact, in people who have anxiety disorders or anxiety, the amygdala is actually sending all of this fear-based information. And your frontal cortex is saying, actually, because the frontal cortex handles things like how we regulate emotion, how we inhibit responses, how we make good decisions, even things like empathy. But when it's all fear, 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 we are not able to make a rational decision and say, I don't need 700 rolls of toilet paper. Like, six will do it for now. And yet your amygdala is like, you need all the toilet paper. You need 100 cans of soup. And that's what we're seeing happen, is that I'd really love to see that these two things need to work together. That little bit of fear is enough to say, I got to wash my hands. I've got to keep a distance. But the prefrontal cortex is the part that says, okay, we can do this in a reasonable way. So you better believe it affects your body and affects it a lot.
We deal with more challenges in 24 hours today because of what we're exposed to than what we were in our whole lifetime 25 years ago.
So
we're just hearing about each and every person's pain. And that's a lot of pain to process. And it's almost like at these times we have to become careful with whose pain and how much pain we can take on and feel the weight of.
That's my codependency. You know I want to.
Yeah, you're a caregiver.
You know, and it's, I'm really, this has been a real time for me. I have no choice but to let go and let God. You know what I mean? There's, it's so much happening.
Think about it as your immune system. It's like this whole entity inside of you that needs to be serviced right now. Because we need that little oomph at this point, because a lot of us are going to get exposed to it. If the math is right, three of us at this table should end up developing the virus. You know? So you, I mean, and that sort of recognizing those limits becomes really critical to saying, I am honoring my body so that down the road I can be the codependent rescuer that I was born to be.
I love you for that. So explain to us a little bit how stress can affect us physically.
Stress really takes us out physiologically. We cannot underestimate it. Number one, and what's important right now, is what stress does to our immune system. And it makes it less efficient, not just in the short term, but in the long term. So that's absolutely critical. Number two, it also affects our behaviors. Like, we don't sleep as well. We don't eat as well. We don't hydrate as well. All the things, we might drink too much, like alcohol. So there's all these things we do because we're trying to cope with it. And then finally, stress is involved in the, with the release of neurohormones that will also, we're going to have impacts on our brain.
Okay. Well, thousands of you have sent messages about your coronavirus anxiety. Melissa is at home in New York. What's going on, Melissa?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I am one of those people who the amygdala is probably driving the car a little bit right now. And but I kind of think it's for good reason. I am a mother of triplets in Long Island, which has been hit very hard in our country. And one of my children has two life-threatening chronic conditions. So even though people are saying that it's not really affecting children, a simple everyday virus can cause a massive seizure for my daughter. So the fear of this disease is horrifying to me. And what's driving me crazy is I'm getting texts from friends saying, hey, let's meet up for a play date and let's do this and let's do that. I feel like everyone should be taking much more precautions. My husband and I are doing everything possible. We pulled our kids out of school before it was even mandated. My husband has to go to work. I'm staying at home. But when he walks in the door, I don't let him come anywhere near us. He's running to the shower, stripping down, totally washing himself. I'm like, don't even look at me and the kids until you're completely sanitized. And I just feel like that's what everyone should be doing at this point. And I do feel like people think I'm sort of the crazy mom. Maybe I am a little bit, but I'd rather overreact than underreact because I can't take it back. If somebody dies, there's no taking it back.
That's right.
So how can I sort of get my friends to realize, like, play dates are not cool. You know, everyone should be acting the same way my husband and I are.
Wow. I'd say, first of all, Melissa, you're not overreacting.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think there you're actually kind of gaslighting and confusing yourself. Like, you're reacting and you're protecting your babies and you're being vigilant, and that's just being a mother.
Right.
And you know what? I'd also say it's not your job to convince your friends. It is your job to communicate to your friends and say, I can't do this.
Right.
I'm protecting my family.
Yeah.
But you don't need to be their teacher.
Yes.
And that's it. And then you're done.
You're done.
Yeah. Because I think you're being a mom, and it sounds like you're doing one heck of a job. Yeah. Please don't judge yourself.
Yeah.
Because that causes anxiety.
I'd give up the judgment of yourself, and don't also worry about the judgment that you think others have of you.
Yeah.
Because that's going to waste your energy that you get to take care of your family, and you're now wasting energy trying to convince them or trying to see how they're going to judge you differently or change their viewpoint of you. And I would just let that part go and let yourself live without that judgment.
Keep being that super mom you're being.
Go, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's a good question from JD. I love my wife, but I need some alone time during this quarantine. How can I tell her that?
Let me tell you, relationships are going to be blowing up.
Yeah. I don't think people have spent this much time together, like couples, like partners. And it's like, this time's really going to show people how people deal with pressure.
Exactly.
But there's going to be a baby boom, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
A baby boom and a divorce boom, and both are going to happen at the same time.
And I think if you're just seeking more space in your relationship, I think one of the bigger mistakes we often make is that we express what we want, but we don't explain why we want it. And so if you just go up to your partner and you say, I want space, or
they
I need space, they don't know why you want it. And so now they're confused. They're now filling in the text of going, oh, maybe he or she doesn't like me, or maybe I'm annoying them, or maybe they want
to
break,
or they're trying to get away
from me. Whereas if you explain why you want what you want, then someone has the opportunity to say, oh, I get that. I wanted it too. Because often you'll find that both of you want the space.
Exactly.
But one of you is scared of saying it.
I think that's true, because if you just say to somebody, I need space, sometimes that's a trigger for one step towards divorce, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know?
Right.
It just means, hey,
I need
2 hours. Please.
Yeah.
You know?
And say, what are you going to do with
it?
And tell people what you're going to do with it.
Totally.
It's like, hey, I just need two hours to read.
Right.
I just need this time to watch this show or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, just be intentional about it.
You know, I think it's also interesting, though, is that this is a great test for their relationship.
Right.
In a relationship, it's absolutely critical you be able to ask for your time and space.
It's so true.
And if that can't be honored, then that's a little bit of a red flag popping up, you know, that you can't get whatever that space looks like. It could be, we can take walks as long as we're healthy. So one takes a walk or one, whatever, takes a drive, gives a space. If you have two rooms in a house, then you got one and you got one.
Exactly.
But I think that this is actually going to be a real interesting workout for a lot of couples.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today
at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
The next one comes from a college senior named Danielle.
Hi, my name's Danielle. I am a senior in college, and the coronavirus has caused me a lot of worry and anxiety. My school has canceled graduation along with other events, and they are kicking students out of their dorm rooms. Classes that I need to graduate have also been canceled, and I'm just really wondering how I can manage and how I can handle this new timeline.
Yeah. I feel like this is such a deep human anxiety.
But we also have to think about grief.
Right.
A lot of people have lost some things that matter to them. I'm looking at a lot of the college students. She's a senior. You know, high school and college students are losing their proms. They're losing their commencements. These are big, real
big deals in your
rites
life.
Of passage.
Yeah. Yes.
And for them, they've worked all this time and they had that vision. There is a lot of grief going on, to which I tell people, when you're grieving, grieve.
Right.
Don't
and
feel like
mind, it's throwing her whole life off track.
Yeah.
So the grief has to happen.
But think about those students who are now in. It's their whole reality in a matter of 24
instant.
Hours.
I mean, this is an interesting time because people are feeling guilt over their grief.
Right.
Like, who am I to be grieving when everyone is dying
Correct.
And sick?
Right.
Like, it's okay to grieve. Yes. There is no loss too small.
So what are some healthy ways to deal with that grief?
Cry it out. I don't know when crying went out of fashion, but it's so
good. It's so
good. Good.
Cry.
Best places to cry. Shower.
Yes.
Car.
Yes.
You know, like my two, those are my two personal things, okay?
Honestly.
And so cry. It's okay. And then take your grief to that person you trust. I just had a friend call me who lost something big professionally because of this, and she doesn't know if she can get it back. And I said, sweetheart, this is such a big loss. I'm so sorry. She needed that one place because she thought, I'm going to look ridiculous if I took this into a public forum. Everyone, I hope, has their person. And don't just try to fix it.
Yeah.
Let them cry
just
it
let
out.
Them cry
exactly.
out. Yeah.
That's a good point, too.
Really,
don't try to fix it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shaming happening. You know, there is, to me, there's no crisis too big or small right now. Some people feel like, oh, gosh, I'm worried about my personal thing.
Right.
It's your personal thing, and that makes it okay, whatever it may be. Maybe you don't get to finish your degree on time. Maybe you're upset about a party you had to cancel, and it's okay to be upset, but they're going on social media and often getting shamed.
Yeah.
You're worried about your party when the whole world is falling apart.
Right.
And then they feel incredibly guilty. They feel ashamed and even more anxious.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite ones
is
voice noting it to yourself.
Because
you want to be heard.
Yeah.
Hear yourself.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Like when you hear yourself,
that.
You actually get to be objective for yourself.
So
you get to hear
that's
yourself
a
as a friend.
That's
like
great.
You hear your own voice.
Yeah.
And you can be there for yourself. And I think that's such an important thing
to do.
It's sometimes easy to speak it out and hear your own voice go through it.
That's and because I hate journaling, I think it's a great
tool. There you go. Yeah.
Me too.
Oh, wow.
I do. I don't like, I never have. I don't like writing.
Meanwhile, her daughter has a cabinet full of 50 full journals, okay? It's crazy.
I love it.
So being forced to leave work has been really hard for many, and Cheryl from Kansas has a question.
My name is Cheryl, and I work as a director for the family program of a homeless shelter. And I'm so tired. I'm exhausted. I really am. My family would like me to just step back and focus on keeping myself safe and healthy. But with everything that's going on, I don't know if I can do that. If I step back, who's going to provide services for some of the most vulnerable citizens that we have? Oh. How do I deal with the guilt if I decide to leave?
Wow.
Yeah.
So Cheryl, you and Cheryl are like so soul sisters. I'm like, you want to rescue everyone. Yeah. You know, Cheryl also brings up a really important concept of what we call compassion fatigue. Cheryl is working with a community that's a tremendously high need that we really need to be looking out for. But as we said, Cheryl needs to take care of her, or she won't be able to do the work at all.
Exactly.
All of us who are in any form of helping, all the healthcare professionals, those of us in mental health, people in critically important jobs, if we let ourselves go, that's when this whole system's going to fall apart. In fact, Will was making the point when you guys were talking with the infectious disease doctor, if we overwhelm the healthcare system, there's going to be no more beds. Yeah. If we don't take care of ourselves, there's not going to be enough caregivers.
Totally.
Right. The same math. Got it.
Yeah, the way I see it and the way I process it personally as someone who likes to extend myself is I always think about lifeguards. So if I saw someone drowning, if I'm a strong, healthy lifeguard, then I can go dive in and pull them out because I've got the strength to do that. But if I haven't, then I'm going to get pulled in too.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've got to measure for ourselves.
It's really hard.
It's hard. It's so hard.
Because there's so much pain. And
you think that you are the only one. You're the only one that can do it.
That's right.
And you're not.
And you're not. And that's
not.
That's a beautiful point.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Elizabeth from West Texas needs help with this one.
Working from home is making me feel isolated and lost. How do I deal with feeling lonely?
I think there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot of people struggling with the pressure of like, do I show up, do I not?
Totally.
The guilt of like, how will I be judged? How's this gonna affect me after this time period?
Right.
And I think it's rewiring our relationship with a lot of things.
Yes.
Our relationship with ourselves.
Yes.
Our relationship with our friends and family, our relationship with our partners. And one of the relationships that I think it's really impacting is our relationship with loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I hear that a lot on social media where so many people are so scared of being alone. And there are a few ways that I'd like us to think about it or rewire it. One of the first is that our language, the word we always use for being alone is loneliness.
Right.
But there is another word, and that word's solitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what we forget is that this may be the best time. While loneliness is feeling alone and having no company, solitude is about being the best company for yourself.
That's
and
right.
And finding what you love doing by yourself, whether it's having your tea, whether it's reading, whether it's learning something new, whether it's listening to this. Like, you've got an opportunity to find a new you in a beautiful way and cultivate that relationship. And at the same time, you've got to recognize that our challenge is not with shared space.
Mm-hmm.
Our challenge is with shared experiences.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that we want to be in the same space with people.
Definitely.
It's that we feel we're not going to have any more experiences with people.
Yeah.
You can have virtual experiences.
Yeah.
You can have lunch together.
Right.
You can play games together. You can have dinner together virtually.
Right.
And you can still
have
a shared experience without being in the same space. And I think we struggle. We think we have to be in the same space, but we don't.
That's such a good point, the difference between solitude and loneliness.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So true.
Halisha from Alberta, Canada, says she needs advice.
My name is Halisha, and my anxiety is at an all-time high because of the coronavirus. I'm worried that we're not prepared. I feel like we don't have the necessities, i.e. food and diapers. Stores are all sold out.
Mm.
So my question is to you, how do I deal with the anxiety of not being prepared?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So anxiety is an overwhelming fear of, and you all the systems get hijacked.
Right.
So you can't pay, you can't figure it out. And think of it like a recipe. Like, I'm going to use an analogy like making an apple pie. You don't just like, I need to make an apple pie, it just needs to exist.
Right.
Like, what do you need to do? You start getting the ingredients together. Anxiety is all about breaking things down calmly into component processes.
Yeah.
In her case, she feels unprepared. So if I'm gonna make an apple pie, I need apples, I need butter, so I need to figure out how to get apples. She's unprepared, what do you need? Like, we don't need all the crazy stuff people are buying. Listen, even if you don't have toilet paper, you can make it work.
Exactly. Right.
See, and I think that everyone feels as though all my stuff has been taken away. Can I figure it out?
Yes,
you can.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this is, again, I'm a big believer in what we call informal mindfulness. Like, you don't need to go off to a mountaintop and meditate for 3 days.
Right.
We're all washing our hands 700 times a day. Be mindful as you wash your hands. Like, feel the warm water, feel the soap. There's like a bunch of instances in each day you can kind of get yourself coalesced into a moment and pay attention. Now we have to check doorknobs and this. These are all these mindful moments.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff for someone like her can also help with the anxiety, and that what ends up happening is you slowly but surely deconstruct the apple pie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't say, I don't know how to make an apple pie. Do you know how to get an apple?
Right.
Well, then you're on your way. And then she's got to figure out how to get the apple and then go to the next step.
Exactly.
And that's everything is a recipe that can be deconstructed.
So you basically have to ground yourself.
And I can hear in her all of her language is either future or past.
Yes.
So
yes,
anxiety, yes. we know that, is always mm-hmm. in the past or it's in the future. So it's like, oh, I should have done this. Mm-hmm. Or should I do that?
Right.
One of my favorite therapy techniques that I often share is 5-4-3-2-1. Mm-hmm. So it's five things I can see right now. What are the five things I can see? Four things I can touch. Let me touch those four things. Mm-hmm. Three things that I can hear. Two things that I can smell. And one thing that I can taste.
Mm-hmm. And that brings you to present.
It just brings you into the moment. Yep. If you remember that right now, you're like, okay, I'm back here right now. Yep. And then you go, here's my recipe.
And I go,
what do I do right now?
Right.
Rather than my mind racing into the past or the future.
Exactly.
My mind constantly making me believe that I don't have the power right now.
Yeah. Yes. Right. And yes. just spilling. Yes. Just yes. spinning.
Spinning.
Right.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there,
yeah.
it is. There it is.
Again, routine. Routine's a big one.
Yeah, absolutely. I have the second routine, and one of my favorite ways of remembering routine, everyone can do this, is make time. So T-I-M-E. Thankfulness, intention or insight, meditation and exercise. Those are four things. Yeah. They're gonna boost your immune system. Mm-hmm. It's gonna boost your mood. It's gonna boost your confidence and self-esteem. It's gonna get you through this. So that's number one. I think the second one for me is do focus on what you can control. Unfollow all those threads that you're on, because I feel like right now there's just a lot of noise.
Yep.
Choose your sources. Mm-hmm. Keep them short and sweet and stick to those. You don't need to be involved in every conversation about everything that's going on. So be really careful about that. The third one for me is, you know, you really have to realize that your peace is in your power, that your peace and calm can't be disturbed by anything outside, because it's what you're defining for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so find the activities that do that. Three of my favorite things: sights, sense, and sounds. We do not realize how much these trigger us.
Yes.
Most of us are watching the news, hearing the news, and smelling the news, I guess. See things that make you happy.
Yeah.
Whether it's a show, a picture, a painting, a drawing, whatever it is, view things that bring joy to your life. Sense, change the sense. They calm you naturally. Sounds, put on nature sounds.
Yes. Yeah.
You may not be able to get out to nature, but play running water, play birds, play, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel outdoors.
Right.
Those things are naturally good for you.
Mm-hmm. Turn off the news for a little while.
Yes.
Turn it off. You cannot be tuned to it around the clock. Even our day-to-day tasks have become anxiety. We're afraid to do the things we used to do naturally. Hug people and run into the grocery. So when the mundane things become threatening, anxiety skyrockets.
Got it.
I would also say distract, do things that are pleasant. Get plenty of rest.
Right.
This is a chance to do it. And finally, find a way to do for others. Not only will that help alleviate the anxiety during this time of this pandemic, it is a daily practice you're going to take into a future. And if everyone does that, imagine how much better this world's going to function.
And I want to end with this one. Is just place your left palm on your stomach and your right hand on your heart.
Palm.
I know you guys do this all the time, but it's just a calming breath. And so what I'm going to ask everyone to do is breathe in for a count of four and breathe out for more than four. That's it. Nice and simple. So breathe in for a count of four and breathe out for a count of more than four. Breathe in for one, two, three, four. And breathe out for one, two, three, four, and more. And just breathe in calm, peaceful energy. And when you exhale, feel yourself just letting go of any of the toxins or negative energy. Your breath is connected to every emotion in your life. When you cry, you breathe differently. When you're happy, you breathe differently. When you're anxious, you breathe differently. So if you just breathe out for longer than you breathe in, you just naturally relax your mind and body.
You got us all in it now.
Thank you, you too.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for doing this.
We watched the last episode together. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I think that was the best conversation I've seen on COVID for sure.
Thank you.
I think this is one of the best ones we've done. Oh. It was for me.
This is the conversation that people are having in their homes.
Yes.
Right.
And that's why you bringing it here is perfect, because That's people need to feel comforted. There's nowhere else anyone's having this conversation.
Right.
The news is not having this conversation.
No. So we're taking that conversation out of your head and putting it out here so everybody knows all of us are struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us are struggling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is the one thing we all have in common.
Definitely.
So, you know, we can draw together on that.
That's beautiful.
Yep. I'm sure we'll have many more of these red table talks. We have both of you on speed dial. Thank goodness. That's all I can say. But like, once again, just thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Shy to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.